Cleaning Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. If you want to hang out with me in person, because I know I want to see you, the ISSA, our big industry association, is holding their annual event in Dallas. There's going to be tens of thousands of owners of cleaning companies there. I will be there. It's October 29th through November 1st. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018, you will be able to get free access to the show, your gift from us to Cleaning Nation. This only happens once a year. There are going to be tons of amazing people, tons of amazing resources. It's going to be a huge thing. I'll be there. Hopefully you'll be there. growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018 is going to get you complimentary access to the convention floor. So again, meet me in person, growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018. Today, we are chatting with Lindsay Richards from Cali Clean. She just started serving the San Diego area with residential cleaning less than a year ago. If you want to reach out to Lindsay and her team, you can hold them at www.caliclean.com, K-A-L-I-K-L-E-A-N.com. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you. I love, love, love having people from San Diego. That has got to be a fun market to clean in.
Yeah, it is. Some nice weather here, so... I like it.
Beautiful. So how did we get connected? What made you reach out to cleaning? How'd you get to be a part of Cleaning Nation? How'd you get connected with the show? Tell us your story.
Actually, I was working as an independent contractor and part-time, and I ended up just quitting my job and doing it full-time. And I actually saw your podcast on YouTube, and so I kept watching it, and it inspired me to start my own business. And so I just took the leap, and here I am.
Well, absolutely honored to be a part of that and to keep the party going. What can I do today to give you some help and put some wind in your sails?
So I am at the point where I have been growing a lot. I have a good clientele, and my schedule is full, and I think I need to, you know, move on and hire. And I've always had hiring in mind for the future. So I have hired someone. I looked for her for a long time, and she has a lot of experience. We shadowed for a week and a half with my clients, and I was hoping to pass on my clients to her and then build up more clientele for, say, the next industry. But a lot of my clients have a personal relationship with me and trust me and don't want me to leave them. I feel like I've made the mistake of becoming the cleaning lady instead of cleaning service. And now I'm wondering, how do I get my new employee her own clients?
Great question. And we, I'd say 20% of what we do is walk people through that transition from being a cleaner that, you know, self-employed, you've got your own jobs, you don't have to, you know, but, you know, instead of not having one boss, you've got 20 bosses or however many clients you have. So walking them through that process of transitioning from cleaner to owner. And it is one of the favorite things we do here because it has such massive, massive impact. So as usual, I'm going to give you some conceptual things, some foundational concepts that you need to embrace and kind of be, kind of have and be and hold and just and be ready to go forward with, and then we'll once you've got that, we can give you some tactical steps to take. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. First and foremost, we've got to understand why this business exists. A lot of people start this business, whether it's residential or commercial, because they want freedom, they want money, they want prestige, they want all these things. But what happens is they don't stay clear to what they want, and it will take over, and all of a sudden they find themselves working too much, not making any money, you know, not basically having as good of a situation as they had from the job that they quit. So because you are the owner and this thing that you created exists to serve you and only you, you get to make all the rules. This is your sandbox. You get to set the rules. So if your customers don't like something, they're not fit to be your customers, right? When with the coaching that we do, I don't go out and fly out anywhere and help anyone. There's things I do and things that I don't do. And I'm sure some people don't like that, and they are we're not a fit, and that's fine. And other people like it, and we are a fit, and that's fantastic. So we've got to start with the foundation of this is your party, and you get to choose how you want to interact. So are you cool with that as a foundation before we move forward?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so again, if you exist to serve these other people and clean their homes, like some sort of slave labor operation, then you just have to do what they want, and that's the end of that. But if you exist to give you and your family financial freedom, then you get to make whatever decisions you want. And if that means you're not going to clean, you're not going to clean. So the way that you said it right, the way that you set this relationship is huge. So you've kind of got two pieces of this puzzle. Piece one is how do you go backwards retroactively and reset the relationship of people that you may have a relationship with. Step two is how do you go forward, which is a much easier deal. We're gonna handle both of them. First of all, I know you just started a year ago, so there are people listening that are gonna go, you don't understand, Mike. I've been cleaning the same lady's house or same family's house for 15 years, and this won't work for me. Yes, it will. I've done this with people that are just starting, and I've done people that have been doing this for 40 years before. So again, if you sign some sort of, you know, 1,000-year contract in blood that you personally will show up and clean till the day that you die, you'll have to get a blood contract lawyer and figure out how to sort that out. If that's not the case, then you're going to just have to go back to, I'm the owner, I set the rules. And if I had rules 40 years ago or 10 years ago or 2 months ago that were different and I've changed the rules, well, I'm the owner, so I can do that. So going forward is very easy. If you just set the expectation, because first of all, people can clean their own house, right? It's not like you come in with your toilet scrubber and your vacuum and people are like, what are these implements? How do you remove the dirt from my home? This is, I've never seen such a thing. You're a wizard, right? They know how to clean. So the problem that you're solving is not how to clean. It's the fact that you will take care of this problem, take it off of their plate. The reality is you as a person are not best equipped to do that. People have funny ways of doing things like getting pregnant, getting hit by a bus, wanting to go on vacation, quitting, not showing up, getting sick, having a kid that gets sick, right? There's a dozen reasons why they, on any given day, wouldn't be able to do, just having a flat out fight with your husband and being in a bad mood or wife, whatever the case may be. Dozens of reasons why a single person would not be able to perform their duties on a given day. The way that you fix that is you have multiple people, right? It would be like if I knew Steve Jobs back in the day and, you know, I bought one of the first Apple computers, and as I started getting factories and employees and all this stuff, I said, no, I need Steve to build this thing by hand, because that's, you know, that would be ridiculous, right? The reason I'm paying him is for his factories and his computer or and his employees, not for him personally to do stuff. So going forward, we want to attract the people that understand the value of a solution, not of I'm hiring this woman to do this thing. So are you pretty comfortable going forward? You can set the table properly?
Yeah.
All right, then let's go backwards, because that's the harder part. First and foremost, I prefer teams, and there are other people that like one-on-one, and I've coached people that are successful both ways. So this isn't one of those deals where you have to get this right. My preference is teams. If one person doesn't show up, the other person can go. If something gets stolen, there's two people's word against one, or broken, they get done faster. Certainly, there's some opportunity for them to gossip and get slower. It's not a perfect solution, but I prefer teams over one person cleaning. That said, one easy transition is for you to clean as a team, and then you to stop showing up as frequently on that team, and then you to stop showing up at all. That's the first thing. Second thing is, you can raise your personal prices, right? It's certainly, when I first started coaching, I didn't charge as much because I didn't have as much demand for what I do. Now I don't really take on one-on-one clients. And if I did, it'd be really expensive. So that's where you are. When you started, it was just you and you charged what you charged. Now that you're looking to transition, I have a feeling, and I'm just going to make stuff up. But first of all, I'm not going to go by hour, always by month, because we charge by the solution, not by the hour. So if you went to your folks and said, hey, and I'd start with my worst customers that you don't want anyway, I'd go to them and say, hey, you know, we're going to have this new person clean. And I wouldn't even say, this is Susie, she's your new cleaner. I would say, we are moving from this being I'm the cleaner, and if I show up or don't, you get service or not. And if I'm on vacation, you have to figure something out, to a real company that has real employees. And they're all going to be trained and vetted and insured. And we're going to get them here. And we're going to make sure that this problem gets solved. So don't just change the problem from it's me cleaning to it's this new person cleaning. And it'll always be that new person, because then you're going to run into this again when that new person leaves. So we're making a change to, we are going to provide the solution, right? Anytime I go buy that Apple computer, I'm not like, hold on, who built this? Is this Paul? Did Paul build this? I want his picture. Like, I don't care. Like, Paul's my guy. He builds my computer. Like, that's not how this works. So we want to set that up. if and when they give feedback, you go, oh, you'd like me to clean. Totally understand. No problem with that. Happy to do it. The problem is I've got more people in the boat like you that want me to clean specifically than I have the ability to do it. So to make sure I can serve everybody, and just charging a premium so the ones that really, really want me and are committed can get me. So if, you know, it's, you know, $225 a month now, for just our staff to clean. Sometimes that'll be me, sometimes it won't, but it'll always be someone qualified and trained and in uniform and with insurance and background checked and all that good stuff. If you want me to do it personally, it's $395. You would be shocked how quickly people go, you know, I don't know that I need you, Lindsay. It's fine. We'll just go with the next lady, right? They tend to change that tune kind of quickly. So those are some quick tactical things in terms of start with you being on the team and then kind of fade yourself out. And then second, you can just raise your personal prices. And third, of course, you can just say, this is my new business and that's how it goes. And you know, that's that. We stopped selling the clean profit method without support, without us actually helping walk you through it, make sure you get results a little while ago. And some people are pissed. Well, it's my business. I do what I want. Like I don't owe you any training, right? I could choose to sell it or not. And for whatever price I want, however I want. Right. And the market will say that's okay with us or it's not okay with us. And that's fine. Overall, the big kind of easy answer is you have to be able to have more customers than you can handle. That's the key. I'm always raising my prices or, raising the way that we give value because we have way more people that want our help than we have time to give. It's just the reality of it. So we charge more, and the people that are more committed typically can show they're more committed by paying more money. Well, you've got that same thing. So the real solution is creating a marketing system, a client attraction system that brings in people that know, like, and trust you and want to work with you and only you. And when you've got so many of those, then you really set the rules, right? If you're broke and if I don't pay you to clean my house, you can't pay your electric bill. I set the rules. It's hard for you to decide what you're going to do. But when you've got 7 bids you've got to go on this week and a waiting list of clients, you set the rules, right? If I start being a jerk and demanding this and demanding that, you go, hey, I'm going to have to move on to the next client. Best of luck. And so that's really the key, is make sure that you've got a system, not you out there hustling, but a system to attract the right customers and more of them than you can handle. So any questions on that before we hit the lightning round?
No, that was great. Great advice, actually.
That is what we do here. We're actually pretty good at it, believe it or not. All right, so Cleaning Nation, as we go to the lightning round, I want to remind you, I would love to see you. As much fun as it is to sit here alone in my room, talking with Lindsay virtually, it is so much more fun to see you guys face to face, take pictures, sign books, put my arms around you. And that opportunity is coming at the ISSA this year, really quickly. It's end of October. If you would like to come, like I said, we've got free tickets waiting for you. Just go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018. You can register right now. Again, I get nothing out of this. It's not like we get free tickets. ISSA certainly doesn't give me any money if you guys come. I just love seeing you. As much as I love this community and this podcast and this video channel, it's lonely. I love to see you guys and actually hang out. So hopefully we can do that together. growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018. If you're not a member of ISSA, you will have to pay for that. They wouldn't give us free memberships and free tickets. So you have to be a member of the ISSA to come. Whatever they charge for that, it's worth it whether you come to the event or not. But the tickets to the event are free, and I think it's usually hundreds of dollars. So it's a pretty good savings. growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018. Enough of that. Can't wait to see you guys. Lindsay, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
Well, probably from my brother, and I think it's a lot when I'm making decisions in my business, but he once said to me, people will buy almost anything at almost any price that's presented to them in the right way.
All right.
And yeah.
I like that.
It's kind of helped me. It's kind of helped me in my marketing and thinking of how people purchase things.
The one thing I'll tag onto that, because I couldn't agree more, is more often than not, presenting things in the right way is a way that explains how it can benefit them, not how it can benefit you, right? So there's a lot of call now, we want this, you know, we're looking for sales, we've got to sell this many, this and the next, this time. People aren't interested in that. But if you say, call now, here's how your life's going to be better. That's typically the right way. So great, great feedback. Second question. I know you're new, but I'm guessing if you're like every single listener on this thing, you've made a mistake. And I love learning from other people's mistakes instead of making our own mistakes. So what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
For me, I'm trying to be
Oh, hold on. Hold on. You cut way out. Can you just rewind and I got none of it. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business?
Indulging customers that aren't a good fit for my business in the beginning.
That's a big one. That's a big mistake in the beginning, in the middle, and the end. Don't think that's you because you're new. That's you because you're human and you're a business owner. And that is very wise. Lindsay's wise. I don't know how old you are, sister, but you are wise beyond your years. All right. Last question. This is just a fun one because I'm a big reader and I found that earners are learners and learners are readers. What is your favorite book? It could be fiction, nonfiction, about business or not. Just in your world, in your life, what's the best book you've ever read so we can share with Clean Nation?
I forget the author, but it was a book I read not that long ago called The Ice Cream Maker.
Okay.
And it's about creating quality within your business and how it affects everything. So it's a great book, especially if you're running a business.
Love it. And it ties into what we're saying, right? If you really want the best quality, no offense to my lovely friend Lindsay, it ain't Lindsay, right? Because Lindsay, like we talked about, is a human. Good days, bad days, sick, not sick, can come, can't come, blah, 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 blah. Whereas a team of people, we can have standards and stuff like that. So I think that is that's an excellent point. Love it. All right, Clean Nation, thank you so much for joining us. Lindsay, thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to go. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation, couple opportunities. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, two things you can get. One is the brand new online on-demand training I did. It's totally free, 5 shifts that you need to transform your cleaning company. It's amazing. It's free. There's nothing for sale on it. growmycleaningcompany.com. And of course, if you want to hang out at the ISSA in just a couple weeks, growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.